And glorious conditions for cross-country athletics. The new season got up and running today in Carndonagh and Inishowen. And Donegal Even Ages and Masters was on the agenda today, and Patsy McGonigal now has a rundown on all the results. Patsy.
Yes, indeed, Oisin. And yes, as you say, glorious conditions down here in Carndonagh at the GAA grounds, and superbly hosted by Inishowen Athletic Club. The first time we've been at this venue, and no doubt we'll be back with the permission of Carndonagh GAA Club in the future. But a great job done by the local club. The opening story in the championships today was obviously the Masters Championship, and it begins yet another cross-country season, in fact. But the results, I suppose, so the women's race was first off, and Fionnuala Diver of Letterkenny was the winner of that. Katrina Devine was second, and Monaghan McGranahan, running a really strong last period in the race, got up for third. Letterkenny winning the team there, due mainly to a really good second half team performance by the team in its entirety, and that was Jean McGinley and Monica McGranahan, of course, and Aidan McFadden running extremely well to back up Fionnuala. So it was Letterkenny, Finn Valley, and Inishowen there. And the Masters men, well, no doubt at all about the winner there, Kieran Doherty, pretty much as expected, the favourite for the title. He won the individual title for Letterkenny. Then we had Patrick McKinney of Inishowen, and then with Kieran McGonigal from the Rosses. A big battle in the team story went right to the wire in that one, with Finn Valley just getting there by a point from Letterkenny. That Finn Valley team was Dermot Michael Carr, John McInhill, Brian McRae, and Seamus O'Donnell, with Barry Chambers really pushing to make that team. So that was a one-point victory for Finn Valley. So that was the Masters out of the way, and we were into the youngsters then, and the Cranford victory and the opening under 10 boys with 42 points to Finn Valley's 44. Young Keenan McFadden really ran away with the race. He was a really, 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 really strong athlete. A young fella from Glenswilly was second, Boyd Russell, and Keelan Morrison in his shown was third. Moving to the under 10 girls, it was a story of Aisling McCardle from Lifford out ahead, Elsa Moore of Lifford, and then Siobhan Cannon Milford. The team story there in his shown just getting in ahead of Finn Valley was Lifford in third. And the 12 girls, well, it was Hannah Murray and what was a very, very strong Finn Valley team. Finn Valley winning the team extremely, looked like a very strong team going forward, as of course for Ulsters and so on in this age group. It was Hannah Murray, it was Chloe McDade of Inishowen, and it was Sarah Bradley in third. Inishowen second team with Letterkenny in third. Under 12 boys, well, as expected, Oisin Kelly from Kilmacrennan, running with Cranford, of course. He won this one. Thomas Hagney of OMA, they were guesting here. He was second. And Elijah McGinley, again from Glenswilly, running with Finn Valley. He was third. Cranford getting in with a strong team performance there ahead of Letterkenny, with Finn Valley a third story there. Then just go through my pages here. I'm getting through it rightly here. Just bear with me 1 second. Yes, under 14 girls, well, a very, very, very impressive performance for a young girl from the Castlefin area here, Andrea Brown. Out of her age group, she's under 13. She was an extremely impressive winner for Finn Valley, with Joanna McFadden of Letterkenny second, and Ella Quinn of Inishowen third. Finn Valley, the team, Letterkenny second, and Inishowen third. The boys, it was a 1-2-3 for Letterkenny. Very, very, very impressive from them. David Smith, Oisin Farron, and Liam Hannigan, 1-2-3. Letterkenny, of course, winning the team, Inishowen and OMA following them home. 16 girls, it was a case of OMA guessing. As I said, they won the team with Finn Valley second. And then we had other 18 girls. It was a young girl from OMA ahead of that one. Niamh Heaney was the individual winner. OMA did extremely well in the 16 girls. And coming into the final couple of races, we had a Sean Corry from OMA under 16 boys, with the best of Donegal contingent was Ben Carr, who got up for a strong finish to finish third. Finn Valley, OMA, Lifford, the team story there. And in the final event, just gone over the line there now, Donal Farron, really, 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 as expected again, really, really, really strong, out ahead, and he won the under-18 county title. Kevin Logue of Cranford is third, and Matthew Johnson from Letterkenny get up for third. With Lifford very excited, and a fair play to them, very encouraging for them. They winning the team from OMA and Finn Valley. So a busy day, a lot of clubs, and a really great start to the cross country season. The Masters, of course, would have really held the most attention. Oisin, and as I say, battles, really serious battles between Finn Valley and Letterkenny for the team honours, and that they were shared. And Fionnuala Diver is the new Masters Women's Champion, while Kieran Doherty is a new men's champion. So we're moving on next week. We're in Finn Valley for Uneven Ages in Donegal Novice. And no doubt, again, we expect a big